This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this Monday. This hour, we have a vast panorama of vastness for you. How could you oversell a trip to the Grand Canyon, right, on the Colorado River? Actually, we will have a serious discussion later this hour of something that is a serious issue for the U.S. National Park Service right now, whether to allow Wi-Fi and cell coverage into the parks. There's a safety issue, a social issue, and an aesthetic issue all colliding in the cultural rapids of the 21st century. Along the way, a business story of legal marijuana out west. Ending prohibition is one thing. Figuring out what kind of permits you need to join the Chamber of Commerce as a pot seller, that's another kind of challenge. We'll talk about it. But we begin with a warning that has become a caution. Are you at risk for heart disease? Is your cholesterol too high? These are questions, serious questions, patients and doctors ask from almost the moment of adulthood. Last week, new national guidelines seemed to suggest that more Americans need to adopt preventive therapies to combat cholesterol. Today, the New York Times, though, says a tech tool calculator designed to aid doctors in figuring out who is at risk may vastly overestimate the risk. One leading cardiologist, a past president of the American College of Cardiology, has actually called for a halt to the implementation of the new guidelines altogether. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Blaha, Director of Clinical Research at the Ciccarone Center for the Prevention of Heart Disease at Johns Hopkins University. Doctor, welcome.
John, thanks for having me on.
So I'm curious, how does this online interactive tool coincide with the guidelines that were announced this month? It's unclear to me how closely they go together.
Well, there's a couple guidelines that were released, but the two ones that are most important to us here are the risk prediction guidelines and the cholesterol guidelines. They're actually separate, and the cholesterol guidelines call for using the risk prediction tool and the risk prediction guidelines to give statins or other cholesterol medications based on someone's risk.
And these could be lifestyle issues as well as specific numbers in the bloodstream, right?
Yeah, so the risk tool is made up of your age, your gender, your smoking habits, your blood pressure, your cholesterol numbers, and if you have diabetes.
And in terms of overestimating the risk, first of all, how do you get to the point where cardiologists are calling for these guidelines to be delayed while this whole tech tool is examined? And is it possible that, in fact, everybody is at risk?
Well, it's a complicated issue. And I will go on to say that I'm not in support of halting these guidelines. I think they're okay to go ahead and use, but overestimation is a problem, and here's the reason why. The equations are derived from studies that were done about a generation ago, and I think we're just seeing changes over time in the determinants of heart disease, and now as rates of heart disease are a little bit lower than they used to be, the equations just don't perform as well now as we would have hoped they would have.
Is this a moving target in the sense that data sets based on behaviors a generation ago don't apply today and it's hard to stay abreast of everything?
Yes. When guidelines are next issued, we really need to incorporate the latest studies. Some of the latest studies were not used because the data hadn't accumulated for as long as some of the older studies, but we need to use the most recent data in any updates we use to this tool because, you're right, risk is a moving target and things change over time.
What do you say to the cynics who will look at something like this and a controversy over overestimation of risk as simply some sort of opportunity for the drug industry to basically market more statin drugs to more people?
Well, what I can say is that a bunch of well-intentioned people did the best they could with these risk factors to model a risk score, but it just doesn't hold up so well in the modern populations. But I can say that it's certainly not driven by the drug companies. And in fact, the new guidelines very specifically say to use statins and pretty much statins only, and most of those statins are off patent now. So the drug companies stand to gain very little from that. But there is the issue of, are we treating too many patients who don't need the therapy? And that's an outstanding question.
And it's a question that has really bedeviled the whole question of how to respond to cholesterol levels and lifestyle issues in combating heart disease. Dr. Blaha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Blaha is Director of Clinical Research at the Ciccarone Center for the Prevention of Heart Disease at Johns Hopkins University.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.